I'd like to call to order the Senate Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee. Raul, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson.
Here.
Senator Thurston.
Here.
Senator Brandis. Senator Lee. Senator Perry.
Here.
Senator Simpson. Senator Tadeo. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chairman.
If we could all stand for the pledge led by Senator Thurston.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone who wants to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and turn it into staff. If you check the box on the form to waive your speaking time, I will read your position into the record. Please turn off or mute all cell phones. Members, we will go to tab one. That is CS for Senate Bill 78 by Senator Broxson, Transportation Facility Designation. Senator Broxson, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for hearing this bill. SB 78 is a transportation-related facility designated bill for this session. It's basically the train, and there is an amendment, sir.
All right, let's take up the amendment. That is amendment barcode 626912 by Senator Broxson. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
That adds the designations that's been made in the House thus far.
Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, let's have that amendment adopted. Any questions on the bill as amended? I have one appearance card. That is Kevin Jacobs with the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Waiving in support. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Just very quickly, Mr. Chairman, this does include Trooper Joseph Bullock Building, who was killed in December when he stopped to help a disabled vehicle and was shot and killed. So the Highway Patrol reached out to us and asked us to honor him with a building, and we're also naming part of the road after him also.
Thank you. Great bill. Having closed on your bill, Raul, please call the roll on final passage for CS for CS for SB 78.
Senator Brandis, Senator Lee, Senator Perry,
yes.
Senator Simpson, Senator Tadeo,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Thurston,
yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 78 will be reported favorably. Next, we'll go to tab three, Senator Broxson. That's specialty license plates. That's CS for SB 1500. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This specifies and streamlines the process of creating specialty license plate to $25. As you probably know, Governor Scott considered any fee to be a tax. This will set into place what the fee will be, so if you should ever want to have a license plate, you don't have to go through the appropriations process. That's what the bill does, sir.
Great. Having explained your bill, are there any questions? Senator Thurston, for a series, I will open it up so you guys can go back and forth.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to ask you, there was a bill that came before us before, I think it was a Senator Bean. Are these bills different? Are they running together? Is it because there was supposed to be some discussion about other bills coming up? Are you aware of that?
Mr. Chairman? I think the bill that he's running is actually license plate designations, naming different license plates, such as a university or other things. This would really speak generically to all license plates and presently in the future and sets the $25 cap on the fee. So it's in essence, it one is deals with the issues of today, the what we'd like to do. This deals with specifically the concept of that would not have to go through an appropriations process.
Okay. Now, this said something about Blue Angels. Does this bill have anything to do with the Blue Angels?
It did. I amended the bill in the first committee to include the Blue Angels, which passed last year. But again, the funding process would have to go through an appropriations process. This bill encapsulates all the license plates forward, including the Blue Angels.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I have no appearance forms. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on your bill. Having waived close, Raul, please call the roll on final passage for CS for SB 1500.
Senator Brandis, Senator Lee, Senator Perry,
yes.
Senator Simpson, Senator Tadeo,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 1500 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, members.
Next, we'll take up tab 4, CS for Senate Bill 1692, driver's licenses by Senator Flores. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Members, this bill would require that if a person with developmental disabilities receives a driver's license, that they could, on at their request, put a letter D on that driver's license. That's currently what's allowed and what's done for individuals that have developmental disabilities and are get an identification card, and so this would extend that to the driver's license. That's the bill, and there are two amendments.
Let's go ahead and get the bill in proper posture. We'll take up the First Amendment. That is Amendment Barcode 788272 by Senator Flores. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Members, this would add an option to contribute voluntarily to the Childhood Cancer Research Fund to the Live Like Bella Foundation. You know, it's something that I've talked about in the past. This would be a voluntary contribution so that when you renew your license, a portion of that fund could go, a dollar could go to the Live Like Bella Foundation.
Any questions? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards. Without objection, let's go ahead and show that First Amendment. Again, barcode 788272 adopted. Next amendment, barcode 499998 by Senator Flores. You are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this is a technical amendment that changes the effective date to October 1st, 2020 to line it up with the House bill.
Any questions for the technical amendment? I have no appearance forms. Without objection, let's go ahead and show that amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards. Any debate? Seeing none, you are recognized to close. Having waived close, Raul, please call the roll on final passage for CS for CS for Senate Bill 1692.
Senator Brandis, Senator Lee, Senator Perry, Senator Simpson, Senator Tadeo, Senator Torres, Senator Thurston, Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for CS for SB 1692 will be reported favorably. Next, we'll take up tab 5, CS for SB 1694 by Senator Flores, as it relates to driver's license fees. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Members, this is the fee bill that authorizes the fee that was previously described in the other bill.
There is one amendment. Let's go ahead and take that up. That is Amendment Barcode 748456. Senator Flores, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that is also a technical amendment offered by staff to ensure the bill is identical to the House language.
Great. Any questions? Seeing none, without objection, let's go ahead and show that amendment adopted. Any questions when the bill is amended? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to...
I waive my close.
Close. Yeah. There we go. Raul, having waived close, please call the roll on final passage for CS for CS for Senate Bill 1694.
Senator Brandis, Senator Lee, Senator Perry, Senator Simpson, Senator Tadeo, Senator Torres, Senator Thurston, Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for CS for SB 1694 is reported favorably.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, members, we're now going to go to tab 2. CS for SB 1000 by Senator Perry, Traffic and Pedestrian Safety. Senator Perry, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for hearing this bill. And colleagues, this was something that's been we've been working on for the last couple of years. It was first brought to my attention when a couple of students were hit and seriously injured in a pedestrian crosswalk. What we have now is a hodgepodge across the state of flashing yellow lights, some red lights, some no lights at all, some that are automatic, some have timers on them. And what we have is an inconsistency which has led to multiple injuries and deaths throughout the state. And the one that was to attention, a young girl in Brevard County, I believe is where it was killed. And then since that time, we've had people in Gainesville and Tallahassee here that I've read that have been killed or seriously injured. So what this bill does is tries to bring some uniformity into how crosswalks are regulated. To provide both safety and alert the drivers of when people are going to be in the crosswalks. Then there is a strike all amendment.
All right, we have one late filed amendment. First, let's see, is there any objection for taking up the late filed amendment? Saying none, let's take up amendment barcode 961378 by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you. And members, this is a work in process with going through all the things, trying to look at the fiscal side of it, look at the implementation of it, dealing with the House and other groups that are interested in this bill. So I'm sure this is a continued working process, even though I know we're getting late in the process. But this amendment addresses some concerns brought to us by the League of Cities and the Department of Transportation. It requires that a traffic engineering study be conducted before installing a mid-block crosswalk on any public road. The mid-block crosswalks on roads with speed limits of 20 miles per hour or less be allowed to retain the crosswalk design with the addition of a pedestrian-facing sign that outlines pedestrians' duty to wait to cross the road until traffic comes to a complete stop. All mid-block crosswalks on roads with speed limits of 20 miles an hour or greater must conform with a 4D and 4E on the manual of uniform traffic control devices. And that is the strike-all amendment.
Any questions on the strike-all? Seeing none, I have one appearance form. Sure. Jeff. I'm sorry. Senator Brandis.
Is FDOT going to opine? Or has FDOT opined?
What was the question?
Is FDOT has made any comments in support of, are they supportive of this?
They've made a lot. We met with them on multiple occasions and having the studies, and so we're still working with them. But
okay.
I don't know what their position is now, but they had some concerns, and we've addressed most of those concerns. I still think there's a fiscal that they have a concern with, and we're working on that now.
Okay, thanks.
All right, any more questions? Seeing none, Jeff Branch, you now are recognized with the Florida League of Cities. And this is on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Florida League of Cities, Jeff Branch. We have been working with Senator Perry, and we thank him for some of the changes. Obviously, we still have some concerns. We still think there's a unfunded mandate. If you take a city of Centerville, they have about 12 to 15 of these mid-block crossings under this new amendment that would cost about $3.6 to $4.5 million to adhere to this law. Traffic engineers across the state adhere to the uniform traffic control manual that's adopted by Department of Transportation, which comes down from the federal government. And before any mid-block crosswalks or any traffic light is added or removed, there's engineering study. The only time where you may not see engineering study is in a school zone where it just makes sense to have a mid-block crosswalks because the traffic volume is very low. The speed limit is less than 20 miles an hour. This amendment, if it just ended with, hey, you know, do the study, we would support this. But then it goes on to talk about, hey, any crosswalks that are in an area of more than 20 miles per hour must be synchronized with the traffic signal at the nearest intersection. Well, that becomes an issue because according to the Uniform Traffic Manual, the mid-block crosswalks can't be synchronized if it's within less of 300 feet from an intersection or less than 100 feet from a side street that's controlled by a stop sign or a yield signal. And so I think we should go back to the original premise and just say, hey, local governments, make sure that you're doing this traffic study. If the traffic study warrants a traffic signal, then you have two choices. One, install that traffic signal, or two, remove the mid-block crosswalk and leave it as that. But again, since this is Appropriation Committee, there is a huge unfunded mandate added to this bill. We'll continue to work with Senator Perry. His office, Kinley, in particular, has been great in addressing some of our concerns, and I'll leave it as that.
Thank you. That is all the appearance forms I have on the amendment. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, let's show the amendment approved. We're now back on the bill as amended. Any questions for Senator Perry on the bill? Senator Thurston and I will let you guys go back and forth in question and answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any questions. I just want, in your closing, kind of address what the gentleman was saying about the cost factors. And
okay.
That's all.
Any other questions? Senator Torres, and I will open it up for you guys to go back and forth.
Thank you. Thank you. Senator Perry, I have seen there's a crosswalk up here that it's near Mongolia, but it's the next street over. It's a crosswalk where you just step and the lights come on. I don't know if you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe it should be used throughout the state. Why? because when you depend on somebody to press a button, if you ever gone to these lights that signal you go this way or you go that way, you know, you make the wrong decision, you press the wrong button, and you go the way that you think it would be in your favor, maybe that's why we're having people getting hit or run over. My point of view is, can we get a study done on those type of crosswalks that you just come up to the crosswalk and automatically it goes right across and it signals a light flashing so cars can see it, the pedestrians can see it at night, especially at night, because we have in Orange County and Osceola, we have pedestrians at night in the big boulevards getting run over. So my point is, can we get a study done or some kind of implementation on that?
Yeah, I think so, and I think we should. I think some of the issues that we found, people are getting hit at a variety of them. And certainly we understand there's distracted driving, too, that happens that doesn't won't protect anybody. But what we've had is I've had so we're all used to a traffic signal that when it turns yellow, it means that you prepare to stop or you keep going. It's not timed. The ones that you're talking about that flash now are not timed. As soon as you hit them, they flash. So there's and people walk in front. So we don't know. You and I, the driver, doesn't know. Is that a caution? Are we supposed to stop? Are we supposed to slow down? What are we supposed to do? There's also a study that was done that showed some of the real low ones that actually, not blind, but they distract the driver where they can't even see the pedestrian. The pedestrian is behind the flashing lights on some that are in the road, mm-hmm. and there is blinking. They're not even looking at the and seeing the pedestrian. That's why we're looking at getting some uniformity in this. I think I'd love to talk to you, and we're still working with DOT and highway safety on some of these other issues as we move forward.
And also, I'd like to just follow. And one, in East Wetherby in Orange County, we had a series of accidents in one of the coming out of one of the subdivisions. They did a study. They put up a light. They put up a signal light. Do you know the signal light is still not working? Why do you put a signal light up and not activate it, knowing that you've had several accidents? That doesn't make sense. I don't know if that's
FDOT. Can we ask questions towards the bill that's in front of us right now?
That's all right. Thank you. Sorry.
Any other questions? I think my mic's good. All right, any other questions? Seeing none, I have one appearance card. That's Mary Lynn Cullen, the Advocacy Institute for Children.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Waving support. Thank you very much. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Perry, recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. And listen, we have a duty to, from a public safety standpoint, to protect the citizens. We have a duty to make things uniform throughout the state. And the cost, Senator Thurston, that you had brought up, we have given a 6-year window for communities to adopt some of these things. This is not something that is mandated overnight. Also, have you heard that in the testimony, one of the things was mentioned on across mid-croc that they may have to walk 100, I think you said 100 feet. Was it 100 feet or 100 yards? 300 feet is the length of a football field. 100 feet is a little bit more than this room. Sometimes, if they cannot comply, people are going to have to walk 100 feet. But that's up to them. That's up to their decision to make that. And that would come under the study that was asked for, the engineering traffic engineering study that the city asked for, which we are providing for in this bill. So that would provide for that. I don't know what you put cost of a life. That's hard to tell somebody whose 12-year-old, 13-year-old daughter got killed. It's hard to say to justify that we're not going to move forward because we've got costness. I think this, and with a 6-year period, and I'd like to make it shorter than that, but because of some fiscal, and we've given them ample time, I think, to address those.
Senator Perry, having phoned in a friend on your debate, please call and roll on final passage for CS for CS for SB 1000.
Senator Bandus? Yes. Senator Lee? Senator Perry? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres? Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for CS for SB 1000 would be reported favorably. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Brandis moves to adjourn. Without objection, should that motion approved, we are now adjourned.